He says, Alhamdulillah, we ran out of tea earlier, but we have more supplies, inshallah, there in the rotunda right now. So guys, don't leave. We still have the khatira. I hope you don't open the tea until after we're done. By the time they leave, it's all been gone. Allah mustaan. All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If I may request from the brothers and sisters to give us a few minutes, inshallah, so we can finish the khatira before you proceed with your conversation. So if you can, inshallah ta'ala, focus on the khatira bin Allah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala in Riyad al-Salihin, he starts a new chapter, Kitab al-Taqwa, the chapter on al-Taqwa, righteousness and piety. And he begins by quoting from the ayat of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih. O you who believe, ittaqullah. Be conscious of Allah, fear Allah as he should be feared. What does it mean to say ittaqullah? So Allah is speaking to the believers. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah. He's not speaking to the non-believers. He says, O you who believe, ittaqullah, be conscious of Allah Azza wa Jal, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is that? Because in the other ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Oh, the speakers are on? The speakers in the women's section are on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the believers, O you who believe, ittaqullah, which means, it's not just, even the believers, they need to also remind themselves regularly. Because it says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind for the reminder definitely benefits the believers. So the believers benefit from this. قَالْ اِتَّقُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. The way he should be feared, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does it mean exactly? The ulama, they say, that means, مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. As much as you can. As possible as you can. Which he explained in the following ayah, قَالْ اتفتقوا الله ما استطعتم, which means he says you keep your duty to Allah Azza wa Jal and fear him as much as you can, as much as you can, because we can never be perfect all the time, or never will be perfect as a matter of fact. So as much as we try, we always fall short. But اتقوا الله ما استطعتم. This was explained in Hadith Amrah al-Husayn, when the Prophet ﷺ told him, صلي قائما إن استطعت, pray standing if you can, فإن لم تستطع فَقَاعِدًا. If you couldn't, then sit down. قَالْ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطَعْ فَعَلَى جَمْبْ. And if you couldn't, then lay down on your side. Lay down on your side. So now, that's the meaning of as much as you can. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O you who believe, fear Allah, be conscious of Allah, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, and speak always that which is true. سَدِيدًا, not just true, is always upright in all matters. Sometimes in the subject. So when you speak good. So don't speak ill. And sometimes in the timing as well too. Because if it's time of, for example, advice, don't joke about it. If it's time of recreation, don't ruin it to people. So choose the right conversation, the right material, the right content based on the circumstances as well too. وقال تعالى وما يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. Whoever fears Allah Azza wa Jal, keeps his duty to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty, and he will provide him from sources he never could imagine. Like, that's one of the rewards of at-taqwa. It's a source of income, jama'a. At-taqwa is a source of income, because if you truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, I'll facilitate ease out of every difficulty, and you shall be provided from sources you can't even imagine. So that's part of also having rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال, إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ جَعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. If you truly fear Allah, Allah will give you furqan, which means criteria by which you could recognize right from wrong, and you will see well in the darkness of this world, in this life. وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, and He will forgive your sins. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and He will conceal these sins as well too. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the great bounty. So you ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first hadith that Imam An-Nawawi mentioned, hadith number 69. قَالَ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The Messenger of Allah was asked, مَنْ أَكْرَمُ النَّاسِ. He said, قِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, who is the most honorable amongst mankind? What do you guys think the answer would be? Who would be the most honorable among mankind? Who is that? What do you guys think? Huh? The what? The most pious. The righteous one, right? So the Prophet ﷺ says, قال أتقاهم, the most righteous. And by that he was quoting the Quran, because Allah subhanahu says in the Quran what? إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, the most honorable among you all is the most righteous. So that's what the first answer that came from the Prophet ﷺ. But they proceeded with their question. فَقَالُوا لَيْسَ عَنْ هَذَا نَسْأَلُكَ. We're not asking about this. Like this is we know. We're talking about in terms of people. In terms of people. Who are the most honorable among all the people? فَقَالَ, in this case, فَيُوسُفْ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, will be the Prophet Yusuf. How so? Why did he say that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because of what? He was a prophet, his father was a prophet, and his grandfather was a prophet, right? He's Yusuf ibn Yaqub ibn, ibn Ishaq ibn Ibrahim alayhi salam. And who's his great uncle? Ismail as well too. And you can imagine the lineage, of prophets. Definitely, he is the most honorable in that, from that regard. فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَيْسَ عَنْ هَذَا نَسْأَلُكَ. We're not asking about this. That's not what we're asking about. So they were very specific. So when the Prophet ﷺ, he said to them, قال فَعَنْ مَعَادٍ الْعَرَبْ تَسْأَلُونِي. Are you asking about among the Arabs? Because you know, the Arab society was a tribal society, right? Lineage for them was everything. So the bloodline is just like a big deal for them. So he said, are you asking about this? فَقَالُوا نَعَمْ, yes we do. قَالْ خِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فَقِهُمْ. Because in this case, if you're asking about them, it says, the best of you in the pre-Islamic era of ignorance are the best of you in Islam, provided they comprehend the religious knowledge. Translation is a bit off. So the Prophet says, خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فَقِهُمْ. Like those who were well known during their time of Jahiliyyah before Islam, they were well known for their qualities. Like they were honorable, they're truthful, they're genuine, they're trustworthy people. Because subhanAllah, even people who are non-Muslims, in their own religion, in their own tradition, they're very honorable. They keep their words, they're very respectful, they're very trustworthy. When unfortunately sometimes some Muslims, you can't trust them. Because if their iman is not that strong, they don't care. But if someone in their own faith, they're strong, they might adhere to these principles. So the Prophet ﷺ said, these people, if they become Muslims and they understand Islam very well, are the best of all. Which means they're not going to lose their status that they earned before Islam. If they were recognized before Islam for being honorable, respectful, trustworthy, and so on, and they become Muslims, he said that enhanced their status and their quality. They wouldn't be taken away from them. And that's for all of us to remember as well when we meet people in our time. Sometimes you see some friends, some co-workers, some people you meet, and you say, if he just gives the shahada, it's just like, you know, just like subhanAllah, if he just becomes Muslim, if she can just say shahada, wallah, it should be amazing, right? Like subhanAllah, she has akhlaq better than the akhlaq of the Muslim woman. If she just can give the shahada. These are the people that you need to work on. Hopefully, they will give the shahada. And if they do, and they continue with that, then they will be the best of all. May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any question, ya jama'ah?
How this hadith was fit under
muraqabah? Not muraqabah, taqwa, a new chapter. Piety and righteousness, that's what it is. Na'am. Wallahu alam. Subhanakallah, bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Go catch the tea, ya jama'ah.